USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A crazed shooter opened fire at a Walmart in Chesapeake, Virginia, late Tuesday, just before closing time. The now-deceased gunman took six lives and injured many. Public Information Officer Leo Kaczynski early this morning.
With the Chesapeake Fire Department, we were able to put rescue and tactical teams together to go inside to provide life-saving measures. And then through the course of the investigation, we believe it was a single shooter, and we believe that shooter is deceased at this time.
Friends and family gathered Monday to remember Ethan Chapin, one of the four University of Idaho students stabbed to death in their home a week and a half ago. Police in the college town of Moscow have yet to identify a suspect in the slayings. The memorial was held in Mount Vernon, Washington, a city on Puget Sound, north of Seattle. A helicopter pilot and meteorologist who worked for WBTV in Charlotte, North Carolina, died Tuesday when their news helicopter crashed along a Charlotte-area interstate. Police praised the pilot for avoiding the roadway in his final moments. The NTSB will lead the investigation. More rescuers and volunteers were deployed Wednesday on Indonesia's main island of Java to search for the dead and missing from an earthquake that has killed just under 300 people. Victoria Idoni has more.
A powerful earthquake struck Indonesia's West Java province Monday, killing at least 250 people. The area struck by the quake is densely populated and vulnerable to landslides. Some buildings have been reduced to rubble. More than 13,000 people are displaced, and the death toll is expected to continue to rise. From the USA Radio News, Washington, D.C. Bureau, this is Victoria Idoni.
Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. We are USA Radio News.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-568-2790. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-568-2790. That's 800-568-2790. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-568-2790.
Military leaders are being accused of teaching our troops other things than what their number one job requires. Tim Bird from our Phoenix Bureau reports from Arizona.
Some Republican lawmakers are accusing the Pentagon of pushing a progressive ideology in the military. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says a tip line that they established last year for soldiers has yielded many reports of things like misplaced military priorities.
A lot of these progressives seem to worry more about training social justice warriors than actual warriors trained to kill.
But military top brass and supporters say diversity training promotes respect, a core value that ultimately makes the military branches stronger.
We know more about the earthquake that shook the southwestern United States Tuesday. It measured 6.2 on the Richter scale and was reported off the coast of Baja California in Mexico. It was about 18 and a half miles west of La Brisas, that's south of Ensenada. No tsunami warning was issued for San Diego County, but shaking was definitely felt in the area. Two blasts went off near a bus stop in Jerusalem, Israel, at the height of the morning rush hour on Wednesday, killing one person and injuring at least 18 others, in what police said were suspected attacks by Palestinians. Israeli media reported the person that was killed was 16 years old. Israeli-Palestinian tensions are high following months of Israeli raids in the occupied West Bank. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N101. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.